Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia dealers of Ireland. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia are with you all the way.
Philip Brogan is in Finglas. Philip, good afternoon.
Hiya, Joe. How's everything?
What ails you, Philip? What's happened?
Well, listen, I got up one morning in December, I did, one Saturday, got up to put on the music station that I listen to every morning, realised I had gone, Dad got up as well. We thought it was a technical issue with our Sky service.
Okay, so you listened to the radio on the telly?
Yeah, listened to the radio on
so
the
many
telly,
people
yeah.
do, yeah.
Yeah, and like we have music stations as well.
And what is your, you can reveal it here, Philip, what is your favourite station in the morning? He's not going to say RTE.
it does be played in the other part of the house, the RTE, but I do listen to the Capital in the morning, I do.
The Capital?
Capital, it's a London radio station, it is.
Okay, and what type of music do they play?
I suppose general pop music, like you have...
What's wrong with Owen and Dirren?
Well, the problem is, like, a lot of the...
I know.
They don't play that much pop music,
Okay. But you're saying that station has now gone off Sky?
That and about 40 other stations have gone off Sky.
You've sent us a list. Clubland, now 70s, now 80s, now 90s.
Yep.
Kiss, Magic Hits, Scala, Jazz FM, Planet Rock, Absolute 80s and 90s. Classic That's Rock, it. WRN Europe, TWR Radio, ATAC, Cruise Force TV, Virgin Radio, Talk Sport, Capital Gold, Heart 80s, LBC, my favourite station outside of Ireland, Heart 90s, Smooth, LBC News, Classic FM, Capital Extra, British Muslims, Heart Dance, Radio X, RTHD, RTSD, Desi Radio and JMLL Direct. That's just, why are they gone?
So apparently I did ring up the girl that didn't know at the time. So I rang up 5 days after they'd gone missing off my TV. The girl wasn't able to explain. I got through to someone in Northern Ireland and she was going asking questions, and so I started typing it into Google at the time and I found out that it was due to Brexit. That they had taken them off in the middle of December. I suppose two things is, they hadn't informed their customers. Like, they have a million customers in Ireland.
Brexit, we've lost on your Sky channels.
Yeah.
In Ireland, you've lost, what, how many? 40 radio stations?
40 music, radio and TV stations, yeah.
Because of Brexit?
Mm-hmm. Because they don't want to get the licence to broadcast in Ireland.
Or broadcast in the EU?
Yeah, that's
They wouldn't just get it for Ireland, they'd get it for the EU, which...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give us a conversation with Sky.
So I rang up, the girl didn't know anything about it. It was their call centre up in Northern Ireland. She had to keep putting me on hold, go back and forth. So the main gist of it was, she said it was because of Brexit. She couldn't give me a reason why. She couldn't tell me why they haven't informed their customers. I asked if it was going to be reflected in the package that everyone pays every month, because it's roughly about 9% of the stations that you get overall in Sky.
Okay.
And
how much do you pay for Sky a month? Much is it?
Mine, well, it has the broadband on it, but it's $195 a month.
A month?
A month, yeah.
That's nearly $2,500 a year.
Yeah, I don't like to think of it that way. It sounds like a lot of money.
Okay. So you pay $195 a month. And, okay, you said...
I said...
9% of the offer is gone.
Yeah, 9% of it is gone, but she turned around and said, oh, well, you don't pay for those stations. And I was like, well, I don't know what stations I pay for. You don't get a list from Sky saying which stations you pay for. She was like, well, you just don't pay for those ones. So I was just kind of a bit confused. So I started looking through my contract with Sky. It doesn't give you a list of stations that you pay for or you don't pay for.
It's a package.
Yeah, you get sold a package. They say, listen, you're getting 500 channels, this, and this.
Yeah.
And here you go, 12 months contract, et cetera, and this is what you'll pay.
And as you say, 12 months are overnight because of awful Brexit, and there's 9% of your channels are gone.
Yeah. No notice, nothing said. And they did release, I believe,
And no 9% reduction in price.
No, nothing like that. I think it was more the acknowledgements that got it. Like, they obviously knew this was going to happen. You know, Brexit's been in the pipeline for ages. And they didn't tell anyone. You know, people would have been signing up to Sky, say, a week beforehand, and they wouldn't have been getting told that they're going to lose 9% of their package or anything like that. So I suppose it's just frustrating in that. But I suppose it's not the only thing that Brexit has affected. Just different things, even during your online
shopping.
Yeah, we heard
yesterday, and there's a whole list today as well that we got in, and we heard a load yesterday. It's affecting everything.
Mm.
Everything, that even anything that transits through the UK. that lands anyway. But we won't get them at this rate. But so the stations are gone now. Will they say to you, well, you can get them on your phone, or you can get them on your Alexa, or you can get them on
it didn't say that. And I was more kind of curious if they were going to replace them with like Irish stations that we have, like, you know, you have FM 104, Spin
103. Are they not on them? No.
No, it's not. It's never been on it. I asked if they did, if they're going to try to replace them.
Or all the locals. It can be brilliant to listen to a local station.
Exactly. And it's just the convenience of listening to the radio on the TV because it's in the room. Yeah. So it'd be brilliant if they did support Irish businesses. I think it kind of compounds the fact, you know, Irish people actually do pay a lot more for Sky after the exchange rate, about 20% more.
Oh, do we?
Than UK customers. And now we have a lot less.
Are you sure, Philip? Hang on, Philip. Are you making a serious allegation there now? Don't.
No. We do pay a lot more. I did live in London. I did have Sky. We pay a lot more. And I also used to work for Sky 5 years ago.
Then to talk to Joe here, Philip, now. You worked for Sky and you're saying you can prove that we pay 20%, even taking exchange rates, etc. into account, we pay 20% more in Ireland for Sky, the dopes that we are.
We pay a lot more, we do.
Okay, and the thing is, in the UK, they haven't lost Smooth, LBC News, Now 80s, Now 90s, Hits Radio, Jazz FM, Planet Rock, Absolute, etc., etc. They haven't lost those stations.
No, they've had no effect. And it's funny, like, I have a lot of friends over there, and they haven't noticed any effect in the shops. You know, they're not getting hit with customs on their deliveries or anything like that. So, like, we're really just getting the back end of Brexit here in Ireland.
Okay. I'm well taken up, Philip, as well, by the way. Well, that you, because radio, as we hear so often, is so important, regardless of what platform you get it on, especially during... Okay, Philip, what do you do? How have you managed during the pandemic, finally?
I suppose, listen, like everyone, you just have to sit in and just kind of bide your time and hope every time the lockdown is over, that's the last one. But... luckily, listen, I'm still working, so that's keeping me busy at the moment.
Great,
I'm lucky for that.
Okay, Philip, you mind yourself, you and your family. Philip Brogan, 51551, my chance.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.